It's a Tuesday morning from KKWC. We have 1 degree below zero. And time now for our visit with City Manager John Herrenstein from the Webster City City Council. Great meeting last night. John, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Powers. Thanks for having me on.
I think the biggest highlight last night there, John, we were talking off air about it. And of course, I talked to you about it last night after the City Council meeting. It was all about what will be happening to that area south of Webster City there on Superior Street, just off Close Drive, and that's going to be a brand new brew place.
Brew oil. So it will be remodeled as a 24/7 truck center, and they're going to be bringing a Dunkin' Donuts and a Subway out to that facility. They're planning to be done this year. I mean, they're working. They've already been doing the tanks, and they're going to get started with the remodel. This particular business has 35 to 40 locations. I think the one they just opened up in Hutchinson, Kansas, and then this the closest one in Iowa is in Correctionville. But due to the existing redevelopment and sort of redoing the tanks and redoing all the different things associated with not building a new building, they did request some incentives. Council felt favorable to that, limited it to initial term of 10 years, because I think we're still waiting to see what that total assessment value will be when they complete the project. But anyway, it's exciting. I think that parcel of property was identified in the Hamilton County Growth Partnership's strategic plan as one of the parcels in that corridor that we needed to really get working on. And so now folks can be very excited that we can focus all of our attention on the Kmart building.
Yes. Yes. That's been standing vacant for the last few years. So that's going to be big news if that ever comes. So where do you stand on that?
Well, boy, that's a tough deal. A gentleman from Texas owns the building, has, I think, purchased it several years ago and then just held out for a sort of a high purchase price. We've had some local interest since I came here, but nothing really serious. We need to put our shoulder to the plow here and figure out what to do there.
So that's where we stand on the Kmart situation. People have been asking about what's going to happen to Kmart. It's kind of I hate to say it, an eyesore standing empty near McDonald's and also near Grand Shanghai Restaurant there in the south end of Webster City.
But cheers today for Brew Oil coming to town, right?
Yes, Pat? Absolutely. Absolutely. So I did some reading on their website last night after our visit, figuring out what this place is going to be all about. So it'll be a 24/7 place prior to what we had when it was known as the Touchdown back in the 1980s. I don't think that the dock stop was 24/7.
I don't think so either, but I remember, and Pat, you can probably remind me, I went there with my grandma. When it was there a country kitchen in there at one point?
I believe
in time?
So. I believe so. Yes.
That's what I remember it as being from my youth. And I don't remember, then was it maybe a not a country kitchen, but maybe they had a restaurant in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Made Right.
Yeah.
Made Right.
So we were in there a couple times. I think she coffeed there with folks. So,
So that's certainly some good news. Also, last night, there's work being done on the wastewater treatment plant. And there was work with the people involved in this project there, John?
Yeah, no, this is an exciting step.
Manager?
Yep. So this is a big step forward with the project. The city council named the construction manager at risk. And so after interviewing four different firms, selected Woodruff from Fort Dodge to work on this project. And the council entered into two agreements. First was sort of just a general construction management contract. And then the other one was sort of identifying the scope of work, which will be limited to sort of that preliminary estimate and getting sort of a maximum price really finalized for the plant. We're limiting ourselves to $30 million there, and we think we can bring it in for that and avoiding rate increases. But now it will begin to move more swiftly. We're hopeful design will be finished up in the next few months. And then I am hopeful we possibly might break ground in the fall.
Okay, so we have to wait until the fall for this.
Yeah, but they're going to be helping the engineer design portions of the plant and find different types of cost savings because we want to bring it in at the lowest possible price.
I'll tell you one thing. The autumn of 2026 will be a busy time in Webster City. We're looking at another apartment complex, I believe.
Let's hope. Yeah, they should be moving those the dirt to put in the roads for Acadian development on the west side of town, off of Wall Street. And then potentially we will be seeing the wastewater plant moving dirt, and hopefully Brew Oil will be up and running. They're gonna. My understanding is they're gonna plan to pave that whole lot.
I was reading, John, according to the information, said in April they would have that.
In what? In April.
Yeah, I was looking at, this was on your website.
With the application, I think he said he thought he'd be done by April. Boy, Pat, I think if he's done by April, that's a quick turnaround.
Project construction schedule, John, it says here, January 2026 for the construction date, and the completion says April of this year.
Yeah, I'd say my bet's June 1st.
Okay, in June then.
But that's my bet.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, I was going by what you had this about.
That's
the,
what he,
the package.
He said he thinks he's going to get done by then, but he's got a lot of work to do there.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with John Herrenstein, our city manager, about what was covered last night during the city council meeting. And last night, John, there was an issue that the Planning and Zoning Commission looked at last week, and this is regards a proposed tattoo parlor there on Lynx Avenue.
Yeah, lots of concern from the neighborhoods up there, Pat. Uh-huh. Lots of concern. Had to feel sympathetic to the young entrepreneur. This is a good example for individuals who are thinking about purchasing an old building or opening up a business in a different structure in the community. You really need to come in, check out the zoning, check out what uses are allowed before you take a step forward. Work with the community development department on figuring out what can be used there, and then make your business decision. Hopefully, if they find a different location, they'll still be able to continue to their business efforts here. But the council ultimately, and the planning commission with a 6-1 vote, decided that that was not the best use in an R3 district. And really, I think from the discussion, and Pat, you might have some conclusions there, that was the crux of it, right? It wasn't just going to be allowed in this location. It would be opened up to every location zoned in R3.
That was also one time a medical clinic
here
in Webster City. And many years before that, John, that was a church.
A place where,
the First Assembly of God Church there
on Lynx Avenue. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens to that structure.
Mm-hmm. So that was covered last night. Also last night, John, we had some information about a new snowplow that's coming.
Yeah. Mr. Barnifus did a great job walking the council through a pretty detailed proposal on the snowplow he's going to purchase. But we ended up with one that he's happy with and the council is happy with, and that was funded with portions of the bond proceeds that were used to do Fair Meadow 2 this summer. It sounds like he can get the truck almost immediately, but it's going to have to wait for the dump box till almost next January.
That long, huh?
Yeah, it seemed he's going to have to wait a little bit for it.
Because that, I believe, Brandon said was about 12 years old, I think.
It was in need of replacement. This is the one that they were having a hard time finding parts for, and maybe had done some work to the chassis themselves. So it was time.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Other matters last night during the city council meeting was on the East Twin Park Shelter. Now, that's a building that was, goes back to the early 1950s there.
Well, that's an exciting development, and Brian Lesher did a very nice job outlining that proposal to the council. That the main issue that we've got in East Twin Park right now is that with all of the activity, there is not really a accessible bathroom, and so we have had to put out porta-johns for the past couple summers, and that's really not advantageous to the public or our visitors, and the data shows that we are receiving quite a few visitors to the splash pad. Brand did some research on that. So the proposal is that we will do a smaller version of the shelter that is in West Twin Park, and hopefully we'll be able to get that open as soon as possible for the summer season.
And they're talking about, what, I think May, they want to get that all done before the people do a little cooking in the shelter there.
It won't. I don't think it has the kitchen.
No, it don't have. Don't,
it doesn't have the kitchen, but it'll have maybe some outlets. Stuff. Yeah, yeah, and it'll have the bathrooms, and then maybe a little maintenance closet. But no, that'll be a good addition. And my goodness, I hope they can get it done by May.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
And so far, so good for the park and recreation season. People using Fuller Hall.
Oh, you know, not only are we, you know, preparing for next summer, but we had a really good men's basketball season there. I actually stopped in a couple times and watched the games, and that's fun. We draw, I think, about 16 to 20 teams, perhaps, and they're coming from all over the area. So it's really nice to see that. And then another exciting thing that's going on there is we've got, you know, paired with, you know, the legend Mark Glasscock, we have two new rec techs, Bronwyn and Luke, and they are just really hitting it hard with different programs for the youth and adults and programming the facility. So I'd encourage you to take a look at that if you've got, you know, youth or adults that are looking for something to do.
I will say one thing, too, there, John. We had a very successful Christmas and New Year's two-week program for the kids. Probably was just around 1 week when they did that with Glassie. And
you know what, Pat? I'm glad that you brought that up because they did they had open swim. I think they showed a movie in the gym at one point in time. They had a lot of different craft activities. I was in there during a break, and it was rocking. And then they also bought an inflatable volleyball setup that's in the pool, and the kids got to use that. But there were some days I went there, I think there were 60 people in the pool. So,
cool.
Yeah, it was good to see that being used.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was good to see all that. Yeah. So I'm sure it'll be coming up next year, too, for a similar break.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll have it around the Easter time. Because one time they had about a week off for Easter,
yeah,
for winter spring break.
Yep, and you know, I know that they also have agreement with the school, and they've got open gym at Jefferson Gym throughout the season, or at least over break they did, and that was a nice amenity for the kids to be able to go over there and play, mm-hmm, too.
Will they do something during spring break coming up in March?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're going to do one.
Yeah, I'm sure they will do something there. But lots of summer, they're doing another golf program that was up in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have the baseball, softball up and running too.
Wonderful. So that's some good things happening with the park and rec with Glass and the crew and Brianne.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also last night during the meeting, John, there was looking at some fees, I believe, for people with their cars and such with the police department.
Another improvement Chief Hansen's making. Previously, we were doing the, I think something with just the state fine schedule, and all those fees were going to the state. Now, those tickets will be coming back to the city. And so that's a good benefit to the taxpayer to support the general fund. We, you know, there's no quotas. Nobody's having to go out and write so many tickets. But Attorney Cheezik had asked about that for several years, and then worked with Steve this spring to get that set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jake Brakes along the highway, that was another interesting item. We had received a complaint from a resident up at the Fair Meadow Lewis Drive area on the sound of those Jake Brakes, and they were going to be placing signs there. You know, we don't routinely patrol 20, but hopefully that will help.
And that was the first reading for that last night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
And the second reading will be coming up at the meeting on February 2nd.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
Any other exciting things happening in Webster City? Some new businesses? I know there's a program coming up around 9 o'clock this morning. I'm sure you're going to that.
Which one is that? Tell
that
me.
That was for the breakfast for businesses.
Where's it at?
It's at Briggs at Fuller Hall.
Well, I guess I'm going right after this.
Okay.
I'm going to go over there. Yeah.
This is small business.
That's good.
Breakfast they're doing today.
Well,
they've done that.
I'll move from here to there. I'm glad you reminded me of that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no. Are you going to go over?
I'll probably go there before 10 anyway.
Yeah.
Talk with the speaker.
Yeah. But no, other things exciting in town. I think we're going to have a good announcement on the True Value Building at some point in time. That, you know, we talked about that last time. Hopefully that will be announced maybe before the next time I come out. And then, you know, we'll be sooner and later, we'll be swinging into the market night season. So,
yes. Yeah. And that's coming up a latter part of May, I believe.
Yep. Yep.
I'm trying to remember thinking a date. It would be that first Thursday in June.
Or did they start the end of May last year?
It started right at the end of May. Yeah. Right before Memorial Day. Of course, they're having the Junk Fest. Junk Fest.
You know, another improvement we've made, Pat, and we haven't announced yet, and I don't know that it's open, but we've installed security cameras in that shelter at the bottom of Hospital Hill.
Really?
So, and we also put a furnace, Mr. McNeil put a furnace in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hopefully, if we get another snow, that shelter will be open and people can, seek refuge there as their children are going down the hill. And that will just sort of be open to the public during certain hours of the day. So,
how about the ice skating rink?
Well, that's been a tough thing. You would think now we could probably throw it down and get the ice on it. They've had, I know the Parks Department's lamented perhaps is the better word, over the past few years that they just have not had a good, strong sub 32 season to get that nice and prepared for the community. So we'll see if that happens. Do we have a long cold snap coming along
this weekend?
All right. Well, I'll go back and ask him if they plan to flood it.
Yeah, because we're supposed to see daytime highs, John, by about Friday of only 5 to 10 below.
Well, there
and
you go.
Then 10 to 15 below come Friday or Saturday morning.
That doesn't sound like an environment I'd like to skate in. What do you think?
Neither do I. Of course, I can't skate it at my age, so it'd be quite the heck of a show if that would
happen. We could put you on one of those chairs, you around.
There we go.
That'd be fun.
There we go. Anything else major coming down the road? Another city council meeting on the 2nd? I think it's too early to say what will be covered at that meeting there, John?
No, I really don't know yet, but this is the time where we start seeing what's going to happen in the community for the construction season. I think we saw that with the Brew Oil. We talked about some other projects. So I'm sure there'll be some good things coming down the pike. And then we'll go into budget here very shortly. So,
because it's usually about this time of year we talk about budget.
Yeah, it'll be April,
when
we adopt it. So there'll be some discussion of the levy probably in March. So that's coming right around the corner.
Because I remember many years ago they would have meetings almost every night, John.
Yeah.
When it comes to budgets. But that's kind of a different practice now.
Maybe we can avoid that, huh?
Never know. So, sounds good.
Yeah.
Anything else for the good of the cause?
No, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, and thanks for having me out, Pat.
Absolutely. So, appreciate it. We'll do that again on 3rd of February?
You bet.
Yep, I'll
be here. I think that's coming.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you,
Okay,
Pat.
Thanks so much, John.
You bet.
John Herrenstein, Webster City Manager. It's now 5 minutes before 9. Temperature stands at 0 on Radio Hill.
Now here's the Weather Center.
There we are.